Joe Buck and Troy Aikman caught slamming flyovers during pandemic on Hot Mic. By Dylan Gwynn on October 19, 2020. Military flyovers are a time-honored tradition that are greeted with roars from throngs of patriotic fans at NFL stadiums all over the country. However, given that there are virtually no fans at any NFL stadiums during the pandemic, flyovers over near empty stadiums don't make a ton of sense. That fact was grasped, discussed, and recorded, unknowingly, by Fox broadcasters Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on Sunday as the pair were caught panning the flyovers on a Hot Mic. The moment of honesty and truth came at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium, an arena that was only filled to 25% capacity due to COVID restrictions. Buck and Aikman did not understand why the flyovers continued despite the diminished capacity, and they discussed it. Aikman, that's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. Buck, that's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work. Aikman, that stuff ain't happening with a Kamala Biden ticket, I'll tell you that right now, partner. It's unknown why Aikman believes Democrats wouldn't waste taxpayer money if given the opportunity. Then again, it would be a military expenditure and perhaps Biden would elect to take any opportunity to defund the military. Also hilarious, is that Aikman correctly referred to the Democrat ticket as the Kamala Biden ticket. The exact price tag of a military flyover is unknown and probably varies based on the type and number of aircraft used. Though, a Washington Post article referenced by Yahoo states that a military flyover similar to the type that took place in Tampa on Sunday costs at least $60,000 per hour. To be clear, military flyovers are awesome and well worth the money. Though, maybe our elite pilots and planes deserve full stadiums.